Okay. I didn't know that there. Good to know. Yeah, hey, you know, which, you know, I don't mind putting a little bit more money into it and stuff, you know, like maybe getting a mobile for, or a unit for the car, you know, stuff like that there. And I don't know how much I want to go on a base station there. Look at some of the prices, and they look pretty hefty.
No, I haven't given over $500 for my last, let's see, 8 of my HF rigs, brand new. Each, I've never given over $500 for them.
Oh, that don't sound too bad, you know. You know how it goes. Might have to save up for it, make a little room in the budget for it. You know how that goes. But yeah, some of the radios I looked at were like, you know, they're pretty nice, like 1500, 1200, 2000, stuff like that. It's like, oh, that's going to take a minute.
I don't own anything that fancy. I'm cheap. I put the money in test gear. So when I make antennas or coils to do things in those antennas, I can see what's going on. I like the test gear. It's reasonably priced now. You can get the Chinese test gear. It does just as good a job. It'll get you where you want to be, and you'll be able to afford a lot more stuff when you're not buying a bunch of name brand antennas for hundreds and hundreds of dollars.